My name is Hannah Kowalski. I am a theater maker and an activist from Hamburg. I think my initial key moment was when I was maybe 8, 9, 10. And at that time, I read a lot of books about the Holocaust and the Second World War. And I was obviously shocked about what happened, and in my naive children's view, I just couldn't grasp and couldn't get how something like that could happen. And I think this evil and the injustice that spoke out of these stories that I read definitely had an impact, or gave me this idea that we need to take action. And my parents, my mom and my father, they're both Polish Jews. And especially my mom gave me this, how to say, Erziehung, this, she taught me that whenever injustice happens, if I'm in a train and I see that someone gets racially harassed, I would always have to step up, and I would have to step and do something against it, and that you're never allowed to look away, and that it's really important to raise your voice and to go in between, and that something like the Holocaust is never allowed to happen again. And I think that this literature, these books, and also the way my mom always talked about it, had a big impact on me, and made it very clear to me that we have to do something and that we have to take on action. And actually, she also gave me the feeling, or she really said that I also always will have to fight because I am Jewish and that there is no other way. And then, maybe 20 years later, so when I was 27, I had a very different key moment, and that was the squatting, the occupation of 12 abandoned houses in the middle center city of Hamburg, the so-called Gängeviertel. And these 12 houses were empty, and in a kind of artistic occupation, we squatted them. It was very very friendly and artsy occupation, so we all went inside, did art exhibitions, did theater plays, performances, took the space, and then we also immediately started to negotiate with the city, and we stayed in the houses, and we managed to that the city bought them back, and we still now 12 years later are living in these houses, and we have them, kind of. And this occupation of the Gängeviertel was the first time in my political action world where my actions had a direct impact, where what I was doing caused a change immediately. And it was very, very important for me, because before, everything I did was had a transfer, or it was not immediate. I would read political theory, I would make theater plays, but this feeling that we could change the public space, that we can change a city, or that we can even change laws, because there was a law in Hamburg that the most high bidding investor would get a house, and they changed the law and said that it also is very important what the house will be used for. But that you are able, with your action, with your demonstration, with what you do, to change the direct politics of your city. And it's been a very important aim for me to tell the story. So since 12 years, since we did the squatting or occupation of the Gängeviertel, I actually travel around and tell people about the fairy tale of the Gängeviertel, because I want people to know that when you do something, or if you take action, that it really changes something.